My Bridge Radio, that's Francesca Battistelli. Write your story. Thanks so much for joining Stan and me this morning. It is always a good day on the Morning Conversation when we are joined by Marilee Bradley. So this is another one of those good days because Marilee is with us this morning. Thanks for joining us again, Marilee.
I'm glad I get to be here.
Well, Marilee, this is February. This is the culturally considered month of love with the Valentine's Day right around the corner. And I'm going to pick a little fight here real early. And not between me and you, but between you and Gordon, maybe.
Oh, no.
I'm going to throw Gordon under the bus here a little bit. So, Gordon, I want to get a female's perspective of your attitude on Valentine's Day. Now, be honest. Let's hear it now. Let's hear your perspective on Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day is just a great chance for guys to get in a whole bunch of trouble. That's what it is.
So. I don't know why I'd argue with that.
Gordon is not a fan of Valentine's Day. He thinks it's a setup.
Yeah, I think some people at like the Hallmark Corporation said, hey, let's do this thing where we can really get some guys in trouble here.
So. I can totally see that. I can see that perspective. I think it's such a great time to be able to be intentional. You know, we just don't always have that. You have maybe your anniversary that you might say, yeah, I'm glad I'm in this relationship with you. But yeah, Valentine's Day is a great day to say, I'm glad I'm with you. This is, but yeah, there's a lot of possibility for trouble too.
Well, we do want to take a little bit of time this morning, Marilee, and talk about romance and talk about relationship as we're around this Valentine's Day, and specifically in terms of, busy parents, There are many people listening this morning that are in that real intense time of life, where the kids are aplenty underfoot and job stress is there as they're seeking to establish career earlier in their career lives. And, so what goes on in the relationship? And so we want to talk about some of those things today.
I'm looking forward to it. This has been heavy on my heart, just thinking about how it's been a struggle in some ways to be focused on a marriage when you've got a whole bunch of little kids running around, but I think it's incredibly important.
My Bridge Radio, casting crowns, if we've ever needed you. Thanks so much for spending some time with Stan and me this Wednesday. We're visiting today with Marilee Bradley from Lincoln. With Valentine's Day on Friday, she's sharing with us some insights about the relationship with your spouse while raising young children.
So, Marilee, we were talking a few moments ago about the importance of investing in your relationship with your spouse, even in the midst of the difficulty of young kids. So talk about that a little bit more, specifically the importance of it. I mean, we kind of know it, but I'd love to hear your heart on why is it important to really be careful about investing in your relationship, even in the intensity of kid rearing?
I don't know how you do parenthood well in some ways as a team without having that really strong marriage base. And I know you can do that well as a single parent, that God can give you those skills. But I think when you're married, it really has to be a team effort. It really has to be that you are on the same page, and that base of your parenting is a strong foundation of your marriage. And so it's so important to be investing in that, building in that, prioritizing your marriage, even in the really busy times of having a whole bunch of kids. And for us, that's meant really building on a foundation of friendship, of things that we enjoy doing together and conversations we enjoy having together, and the fact that we really enjoy being around each other for fun, for the serious times, for the hard times, that this is my partner that I've chosen.
Marilee, you were connecting the importance of investing in your marriage with being good parents. But the thing that's so interesting to me about being a parent is, in one sense, you're always a parent, but they do leave,
Right.
I mean, the one relational constant in your life, as far as in an intensive, in your home, in your life kind of a way, is your spouse. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else leaves or creates distance in some way. They get on with their own lives. So
Right. Even
in the midst of this intensive thing called parenting, your relationship with your spouse still is the bedrock to your life as far as relationships concerned.
Yes, and I think, I mean, you can speak to that a lot better than I can as far as what right. that's like when the kids leave. And I think for those of us who are in the middle of just trying to tuck our head down and make it through the toddler years, the preschool years, we have to take a long-term perspective on this. We need to be looking at what's going to make our marriage strong 20 years from now, or even to weather the teenage crises that are coming down the road. And I think we can do that well by looking to people who have survived it well, who are thriving in their marriages after the kids are gone. And I'm blessed with parents that has definitely been their example. And I love to see how much they enjoy each other. And now that we're gone, they have a whole new phase of their relationship.
We will be back with more of this conversation with Marilee in just about 20 minutes, specifically hearing what Valentine's Day looks like in the Bradley home with 5 kids under 7. Should be interesting, so please stay with us. MyBridge Radio, that's Restore by Chris August. Thanks so much for spending some time with Stan and me this morning. Marilee Bradley from Lincoln is our guest on the Morning Conversation today. You know, Valentine's Day is just a few days away, and Marilee is sharing what fostering a relationship with her spouse looks like in the midst of raising young children.
So, Marilee, talk to us about romance. Yeah. You have how many kids at home now?
We have 5 kids right now. The
wow.
oldest is 7.
5 kiddos.
Yes.
So how do you think about romance in light of that reality?
This has been a learning process for us, for sure, to figure out what romance looks like when you have a whole bunch of kids underfoot and how to be intentional about it. And I think some of it has meant being intentional about taking the romantic pressure off. That we get a lot of cultural pressure that marriage is supposed to look a certain way, or relationships, not even marriage, but dating relationships are supposed to look a certain way and have this certain level of excitement and spontaneity and romance all the time. And we may not be in that season right now. That doesn't mean we can't have romance, but it may look a little different. And if our expectations are we're supposed to be able to run away on romantic getaways all the time, we're going to be disappointed in each other. So we've had to say, you know what, this is the phase of life that we're in right now. We won't always be there. How do we make it through this with our marriage intact and with romance intact in a practical way? And I'm a very practical person, so not everybody's going to look at it that way. But we were discussing this last night. I was asking Brian, what do you think? And he was saying something very true, that he's had to come to study me and know what says romance to me. And for me, that might be he takes the kids and lets me be alone for a little while. And that recharges me. That makes me feel like, okay, I'm a person, I'm a woman, I'm something outside of being just a mom. And that's really good for me and good for our relationship.
So how would you define romance?
Oh, goodness. I don't know that I have a great
you know,
definition.
We're talking about, well, we're talking about taking the kids so you can be alone. I'm thinking romance? So,
that creates the environment for romance for me. If
okay.
I'm so in the middle of thinking about, you know, diapers and are the right things in the backpacks, then I'm not going to be able to be in a romantic frame of mind.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
I might need a different kind of preparation, which might mean, yeah, you take the kids or you do the dishes and let me recharge a little bit. And then, yeah, we can come together and it's going to be easier for me to be more romantic when those things have been taken care of. But
okay.
I think for us, you know, romance may mean the kids go to bed early and we're able to hang out together, even at our own house, because it's not always going to be easy to find a babysitter for 5 kids. So we've had to learn how to make the best of our situation instead of having maybe unrealistic expectations of each other.
Our conversation with Marilee is going to be continuing in just a few moments. Right now it's He Is With Us by Love and the Outcome. MyBridge Radio, that's Toby Mack along with Lecrae. Forgiveness, thanks so much for spending some time with Stan and me this morning. Our guest today on the Morning Conversation is Marilee Bradley from Lincoln.
So Marilee, you talked about expectations a little bit ago, and I'm curious about your thoughts about that in terms of marriage. Because, you know, I think back even just spiritually in my life, there was a window where I stopped reading biographies of Christian saints gone by because, you know, I began to create these expectations of myself to be like them
right.
instead of being content with the intimacy, which was very good from my perspective, that I already had uniquely with God in the way that I uniquely walked with God.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what that, I wonder if some of that plays in the marriage as well, where there's all kinds of literature and conferences and things you can do, which are all great and we're very supportive of. But can we, if we're not careful, in our own self, start creating an expectations of ourselves that that isn't fair.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think for Brian and for me, this has been a big one over the years, is especially if I read a marriage book and he doesn't, then I'm going to think, well, this is the way we should be doing things. And he's going to say, what are you talking about? You know, this was working well, or why do we have to change things up here? And it really wasn't something organic that came from a need within our marriage. It was because I felt the pressure from some outside source that, well, if we're going to have the right kind of marriage, we have to be doing these certain things all the time. And I've just had to let that go in some ways. My mom has been telling me for years, there is no book written about your marriage. And that's what we've had to figure out, is that we are two unique people, and our unique needs are going to be different from any other couple's needs. And I think especially as Christians, we can look at those marriage books and think of them as a set of rules, or this is the way to do marriage right. And if you're not doing it that way, then you're failing. And we have to let go of some of that and realize that God has made us uniquely to understand each other and to love each other, and we have to trust that a little more.
So, Marilee, I'm curious, kind of back to Valentine's Day for a moment. What's Valentine's Day typically look like in the Bradley home?
Last year, I made meatloaf shaped like hearts, and I told the kids if they wanted to dress up, they could. And so our children all got in their fanciest clothes, and we had heart-shaped meatloaf, and Brian sent flowers, and it was a sweet time to kind of talk about how important our marriage is to us with our kids. And I think we went out on a date later in the week, but, you know, we didn't want to go out to eat on Valentine's Day when it was super busy everywhere. But it is important to us to be intentional about saying, I appreciate you. And that's what we want to do on Valentine's Day, and really throughout the year at all different kinds of times, we want to say, I appreciate you. I'm glad you're my partner. And so that may mean on Valentine's Day you make a big deal out of it. That may mean it's a big deal at other times of the year, or that it's never just a huge deal, but that it's those constant, faithful acts that we do for each other every day.
MyBridge Radio, Audio Adrenaline with Believer. Wednesday morning is here. Thanks so much for joining Stan and me. We're visiting today with Marilee Bradley from Lincoln. With Valentine's Day coming up on Friday, she's sharing with us some insights about the relationship with your spouse while raising young children.
Marilee, as I was thinking about relationship and continuing to cultivate relationship with your spouse, I was reminded of the early days with my wife and I, and when our kids were really young and we didn't have money and we didn't have time.
Right.
What we did is we still had our weekly date night, but all we did was we put the kids to bed at 8, like we usually did. My wife made a nice dessert, and we sat and lit a candle and just talked over homemade dessert. And, you know, still, out of all the things that we've done or do, I mean, we've got more money now, and our kids are all gone, and we got, you know, we're more established in life. But I still, those are some of the sweetest times I still remember.
And that's something similar that Brian and I have ended up doing. These are the survival techniques of having little kids, aren't they? But we've done that on Sunday nights. We will pick up food on the way home from church because we have evening church. And then we will put the kids to bed and we'll sit and have dinner together. And Brian and I enjoying watching like historical documentaries. So we love watching something together that we can talk about. And we'll be talking about it for weeks later because it'll be something we found interesting, or we just enjoy learning something together. And so that's something that we've been able to do, to be intentional about investing time together and investing in our marriage. And then, yeah, it gives us stuff to talk about. And I think you're so right that it is about finding those times, carving out those times, even if they're not what traditional dates are supposed to look like.
Marilee, thanks so much for giving us some ideas and some things to think about. Maybe I can go into Valentine's Day with a little less fear and trepidation than maybe I usually do. Thanks so much for joining us on The Conversation again today.
Just go home and do the dishes. Go do something practical. Thanks for having me on so much.